We're talking today with Jeff Scott. Of course, Jeff is president of the Great Plain Canola Association, one of the presenters here at Canola College as well. And Jeff, great turnout.
Oh, great crowd. This is fabulous. I think everybody's got a little cabin fever. We've been snowed in. Thank goodness for the moisture. It's a great day, sun shining, and excellent participation.
Now, speaking of moisture, you obviously were in one of the areas that needed some moisture as we came, deeper into the winter season. You got some snow.
Yes, we started out this fall with great moisture. Of course, we've gotten dry, been blessed with some snows. We need more. I'll take a hailstorm or whatever we've got to get, hard water, any kind of water we can get. And, hopefully through the spring we continue to catch some moisture, maybe some heavy wet snows later this winter, and continue on from there.
Well, let's talk about your presentation with Dr. Chad Godsey. You're talking to some of the folks that have grown canola for a few years, have started to get the feel of how to do this thing. What are you trying to share with them?
We're trying to look at those next 5 bushel, 10 bushel of yield by using precision ag, as Dr. Godsey is discussing. Do some things, pay attention to details, proper stand establishments, the little things that you can do to increase production that is for your more seasoned growers. Our beginning growers need to stick with the basics. We've got experts in the field teaching that. Your more advanced guys are looking for that next yield bump is what we're trying to help with.
What are two or three things that can really help us step up to that next level?
It basically boils down to management and allocating resources. Be a good manager, be a good crop scout. There's some practices I use, like boron applications. I run two of those a year. Helps with winter hardiness and pod retention in the spring. And, of course, like I said, paying attention to the details with your inputs, do them at the proper timing, and things like that.
Seems like that we have learned, one thing we have learned, is that you can't do the wheat producer attitude of walk away from the crop for extended periods of time.
And that's something that I continue to try to point out to people. As you become a very proficient canola grower, you put the management skills to use, you learn from people, you go out here and be a great crop scout, really pay attention to this crop, you're going to see it pay off in your wheat fields because it's going to make you a better farmer. I'm a much better farmer, I feel like, now that I've been growing canola because I had to force myself to become a better farmer than I was when I was a straight wheat and stocker cattle guy.